You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded lower as the index was down 19.50 points or 0.08% at 24,911, indicating a negative start for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 closed the session 21 points or 0.09% higher to settle at 24,857, while the BSE Sensex rose 100 points or 0.12% to close at 81,455. The stocks to watch out for today are Tata Consumer Products, Warren Beverages, JSW Infra, IOC, Vodafone Idea, Ajanta Pharma, GAIL, Torrent Power and Bharti Airtel. Up next, the government is not looking at a review of the cautious policy regarding FDI from China, though the economic survey had backed a more open approach to capital inflows from the neighbor to meet the manufacturing ambitions of the country. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the economic survey was a report that always flags new ideas, though it is not at all binding on the government. The survey last week had suggested that welcoming FDI from China will help India better meet its ambition of having a greater share in the global value chains and higher exports. Goyal also said the industry feels that the FTAs with Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Japan, Korea are unfair, and the negotiation process is progressing very slowly. In another development, the growth of Indian Railways freight revenues is tapering off due to the twin impact of tough competition from other modes of transport of goods and a deliberate strategy being adopted by the transporter to progressively reduce cross-subsidization of the passenger segment. As per the budget 2024-25, the freight revenue growth in FY24 stood at just 3% as compared to 15% in FY23. The growth was 20% in FY22, but it was on a low base caused by the pandemic. Even though the government has budgeted a 7% rise in the freight receipts in FY25, experts feel the growth might turn out to be lower than that. The deceleration in annual freight receipt growth is despite loading volumes being on a high growth trajectory. Moving on, the government has received two representations for the constitution of the 8th Central Pay Commission, but no such proposal is currently under consideration. Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, the 8th Pay Commission is due for implementation from January 1, 2026. Usually, the Pay Commission is constituted by the central government every 10 years to revise the remuneration of government employees. Its recommendations were implemented from January 1, 2016. On June 29, 2016, the Cabinet accepted the Pay Commission's recommendations on pay and pension. The minimum pay for the lowest level staff was fixed at Rs 18,000 per month, while the real increase in pay and pension was 14.3%. Meanwhile, the Board of Control for Cricket in India on Tuesday told the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal that it is in initial settlement talks with Byju's. When the hearing on the plea filed by Byju's promoter against insolvency proceedings started at NCLAT, Solicitor General of India Tushar Mehta, appearing for BCCI, informed the bench that some talks are on. Byju's founder, Byju Ravindran's plea was listed before a new bench comprising Justice Rakesh Kumar Jain and Jatindranath Swain. On Monday, Justice Sharad Kumar Sharma had recused from the hearing and said he had earlier appeared as the counsel for BCCI before his elevation. In other news, Bharti Airtel Chairman Sunil Bharti Mittal's remuneration rose 92% to Rs 32.27 crore in FY24, while Managing Director and CEO Gopal Vittal's salary rose 10% to Rs 18.5 crore, according to the annual report of the company. Mittal was drawing close to Rs 15 crore for the last 3 years since FY21 owing to weakness in the business environment. On August 24, 2023, with shareholders' approval, his remuneration was restored to Rs 30 crore. During the year, Mittal and Vittal were paid Rs 4.7 crore and Rs 7 crore, respectively, as performance-linked incentive for previous year 2022-23. In FY24, Airtel's consolidated revenue from operations rose 7.8% to Rs 1.5 trillion. The company's net profit fell 10% to Rs 7,467 crore. Lastly, the centers plan to encourage states, which continue to charge high stamp duty, to bring these imposts down as part of a combined effort to accelerate urban development may not find much traction among them. Industry executives and policy watchers believe this is because they fear revenue loss and erosion of a fiscal autonomy, as concerns persist over the rate of growth of their own tax revenues and assorted transfers from the center. However, many of them cited the case of Maharashtra, which saw a rise in revenue after the stamp duty reductions carried out during the pandemic, as the lower rates boosted property transactions. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.